Hey, babes, it's Kayla Kraft with the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. I'm a mom of three littles, ER nurse turned self-made millionaire, and lifestyle entrepreneur. I am bringing you inspiring stories, business, and mindset tips to help you be shameless in pursuing your ambitions. Hey, Mommy Millionaires. I'm so excited about today's special episode. We're talking all about creating a wealth mindset for yourself. You know, it all starts in your mind first. If you want to have that seven-figure business, that eight-figure business, you've got to see it and believe it in between your ears first. So I know you're going to love it today. When you do, it is pretty much confirmation that you're going to want to be a part of my Millionaire S Society group. It's only open for a couple more days. So take advantage of being a part of this exclusive mentorship with me. I do live coaching in there. I do a live business Q&A every single week. Plus, we started off every week together on Mondays doing some sort of affirmations, meditation, guided visualization. Maybe I'm just giving you a pep talk, but wouldn't you like to have a world-renowned business coach at your fingertips, such as Wahaha? That's what you're getting in the Millionaire S Society. Plus, you're getting a ton of collaboration with other ambitious females that are just like you on a journey to become the best version of themselves and create financial freedom for their families. So make sure to check out the Millionaire S Society. It's only $67 a month. I promise you, you could go month to month. I promise you, you're going to want to stay in it forever because it is just that good. So let's get into today's episode. Have fun. Happy Friday, everybody. All right. I am so excited to be here with you guys today. We are talking all things wealth mindset. This is the first video inside of the Three Steps to Seven Figures group. And I'm really excited to teach you guys. I've been watching all of your guys' posts, getting to know all of you amazing females a little bit better. You know what? I know about building a business. It can be a little lonely. It can be a little overwhelming if you say so. All right. And this group is all about helping you guys look at your business in a whole new way. So I want to tell you a little bit about me because some of you guys might be new to who in the heck is Kayla Kraft and why do I get to teach you about growing a business to seven figures. So I have been in business for myself for the last almost 9 years. My background is an ER nurse, but before that I was in sales. I would sell gym memberships and cell phones, you name it. I was selling something. And I got involved in network marketing in a health and wellness company and was able to be really successful in that company. And then I was like, you know what? This is great, but I feel called to help more people in a much bigger way. And so I was like, I'm going to start a brand called Mommy Millionaire. I want to show all women that you can have financial freedom. And it's our goal at Mommy Millionaire to help 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. Hence why all of you are in this group right now. So thank you so much for being here, for helping be a part of my mission. And you know what I want you to do right now? I want you to give yourself a good little hug and say, good job, sister, because it's 3:30 on a Friday afternoon. You could be anywhere else, but you're here because you want to go big in 2020. So I am so freaking proud of you. Because Mommy Millionaire is a mission-driven company, in less than 12 months, I was able to take my business to more than seven figures, you guys, all right, for the first time ever. And so I was like, you know what? I see all these people struggling. They've been in business for years, and some of them haven't even hit six figures. And then, of course, they're not even going to get to seven figures. I'm like, we got to teach them because it's just like we're going like this. And we're doing the same thing over and over again. Seven figures is this way. We're going the wrong way. So I just want to help you guys move this way. All right? That's what we're going to do today. So this is going to be very interactive. We're going to have a question and answer time during each video. But today, we're talking all things wealth mindset. How do I get you guys to transform this thinking to seven-figure and beyond thinking. And it's not what you have normally seen out there. It's stuff that actually works, okay? That if you work on this every single day, your business and your life will transform. But this is the stuff. I'm not going to teach you strategy. We're not going to talk about launch. We're not going to talk about funnels. We're not doing any of that. Because none of that matters if you don't have this right up here. Okay? So, hi, guys. Woohoo! Hi, Patricia. Hi, Deanna. Sonia. Yes, I'm so happy you guys are here today. All right. So, point number one. You guys can see I have words back here. We're gonna get to those in a second. But point number one, I want you guys to write this down right now, okay? Your words create your reality. Yes, you've probably heard that before. Your words create your reality. What do you believe? What do you believe about money? What do you believe deep down is going to happen when you're making seven figures, okay? When you go to hire somebody to build a website for you and the cost is $5,000 and you hand them your credit card information, what is the thought that you have in your mind? Is it, oh crap, this better work? Or, oh my God, I hate spending money. Why is it so expensive? Oh my God. What is it that's coming up in your mind? All right. That's what we need to be investigating when we're talking about money. When it's time to go and pay your mortgage bill or your rent bill for the month, for the home that you live in, are you writing that check going, oh my God, this is so, And there's so much anger and disgust when it comes to you spending money. What's happening? Tell me in the comments. Tell me how you're feeling. I'm watching and reading all these comments. Okay? I'm watching it. So here's the thing. Money is energy. Money is energy. Money is used to exchange your gifts, okay? So people are either exchanging their gifts with you and you are giving them your money, or people are exchanging their money with you for your gifts. So write that down. It's an exchange of gifts. Money is used with an exchange of gifts. And what money does is two things, okay? Money gives you the wealth experience that you have been desiring. When I say the word wealth, what comes up for you, okay? What is going to happen for you in your life when you have wealth? What does that look like for you? Now, if the first thing that pops in your mind, I want to hear what it is. I want to hear what it is. Jessica says, when I pay my bills, I roll my eyes. And most people do. I used to be that person. That's how I know what you guys are thinking. I know the stupid thinking that's coming up when you're paying your bills. All right. Money is an exchange of gifts. Yes, Melissa. Yes. Every time I have to pay my quarterly taxes, I say, I'm so happy and grateful. Well, then that's amazing. That's because you're in the society, Lindsay. You're already in the millionaire society. All right. So here's what has to happen. We have to truly believe that money is an exchange of gifts in order to give us the wealth experience that we desire. All right. And when we set up our beliefs to truly believe this, we start to find proof everywhere. Okay. Now that means that when we go to pay our bills every month, we go, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. You know, I'll just give you guys an example. Our rent for our home is $13,000. Okay. It's $13,000 every single month. The landlord comes to our door and picks up the check for $13,000. That's just for us to live in this house. That's not even for all the extras that we pay, right? And as Chase and I write that check, we say, oh my gosh, can you believe that we get to pay Paul $13,000 to live in this beautiful home in our dream location in Newport Beach, California, in a neighborhood where the kids can walk down the street and play with other kids their age? And you know what's going to happen? Paul is a retired man that lives in Laguna Beach, and he's now going to be able to spend more time with his family, his grandkids, and we're giving him a better life. And that money right there that we just spent and Paul just picked up, it's already on its way back to us and back to our exchange of gifts because Mommy Millionaire is worldwide. And we know it's just contributing to our wealth experience in our life. Okay. So do you see how perspective, your beliefs on how you're spending money and how you're exchanging your money will really start to shift everything? And you better believe it, my landlords are sharing the Mommy Millionaire podcast out there with people. They're talking about what we're doing. And it's so fun to see the proof. It's so fun to see the proof that it is already on its way back to us, okay? And I want to challenge you. That's step one, you know? That's step one. Wash your beliefs around all money exchanges. Last night, we finished up our Mommy Millionaire Mastermind, okay? And we did like a fun little thing. I just threw it at the end. I was like, hey, you know what? Let's get everybody Botox here. And it was about $500 a face for everybody to get Botox. And there's a lot of girls there. And at first, this thing came up to me where I was like, oh, this is kind of going to be a lot of money. And I'm like, you know what? This is going to be so fun to invest in my friend Jennifer's business. She's a dermatologist. It's going to be fun to invest my money in exchange for her gifts for my females in this Mommy Millionaire Mastermind to have an experience of wealth where they can do some fun stuff to, you know, discover anti-aging. And I don't want to hear your thoughts on Botox because don't be judged. Don't be judged. All right. You know what I'm saying? All right. So step number two is when you're out of agreement and integrity, your abundance is hindered. Let me repeat that again. When you are out of agreement and integrity, your abundance is hindered. Okay. So what I mean by that is if you owe people money, if you are breaking agreements left and right, if that is you, no wonder you're not experiencing a seven-figure business. Responsibility and response to your agreements will set up your wealth experience, okay? So I want all of you guys to set up a principle-driven life and business. And in order to do that, you need to know what your principles are, right? So I want you to write out your top 10 principles when it comes to the way that you live life. And just know them. Know them like the back of your hand. And yes, you can always be changing these things. This is a moment by moment choice to be living in integrity. And the reason why I'm sharing with you this is because, you know, I used to have a problem paying my bills on time. Okay. And it wasn't like I was doing it on purpose. I was just like not paying attention to the mail. I was just like not opening up stuff on time. I had the money in my bank account. I had the money in the bank account. I just wouldn't open up my bills. I literally wouldn't. I'd be like, oh, I'll do that later. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. No big deal. No big deal. Big deal. And what I found was when I started my own personal brand, all of a sudden, people were paying me on time. And I was like, what the heck? Are you freaking serious? Why are these people not paying me on time? How horrible of a person am I? Oh my gosh, I cannot believe that they were not paying me on time. And then I said, you know what? This is weird. This is weird that this is happening so often to me. And I go look in the mirror. I go, Kayla, why is this happening to us? Oh, Kayla, it's because you don't pay your bills on time. You're always getting a late fee on your light bill because you don't open up everything and you won't just set up the auto pay. And what I found out was I just had this unconscious belief because I always saw my mom never take care of bills. I always saw her push them to the side and say, I'm going to do it later. I'd hear the debt collectors call her up and say, hey, you know, when are you going to pay? And she'd hang up. She wouldn't deal with it. She didn't want to deal with it. She didn't want to talk to the debtor. She just wanted to act like it wasn't there. And guess what? They're always going to find you. They're always going to come a knocking. You can't run from Uncle Sam. You know what I'm saying? And so I had to go there and I had to say, do my bills matter? Do my bills matter? Yeah, absolutely they do. Because it gives me warm water in my house. It gives me a shelter over my head. It does all of these things. The least I could do is pay my bills on time. The least I can do is pay attention. Pay attention to these things and pay attention to respecting the fact that somebody trusted me enough to give me the light ahead of time, to give me the shelter ahead of time, and then me fucking leader. Oh my gosh, what a blessing. They respect me. They must think I'm pretty amazing. They must think I'm pretty special to trust me enough to do that. I'm going to follow through on my word, finally. And all of a sudden, I started to see people started paying. People started to show up for their contracts. People started to follow through with their agreements. Do you see? You are a direct reflection of your life. You are. Everything that you're experiencing on the outside in your experience of life is how you're doing with the exchange. This is it. It is all connected. Okay? So here's the thing. Finish your business. Write out what your top 10 principles are and go and look at any agreements you've made over the last couple of years. What are things that you haven't fallen through on? And what you need to do is you need to go back to those people and say, hey, I'm sorry I didn't follow through with this. I have zero excuses. I just wanted to say I'm sorry. Okay? So follow up on your broken agreements. If you are in debt, now, I don't recommend you go and just give all your cash flow and get out of debt. Okay? I'm not saying that. But I want you to call your debtors. I want you to set up an agreement to pay your debt off. You got to face this stuff head on. Be in good standing with people. Say, I'm doing the best that I can with the resources that I have available at the very moment. I want you to know I'm going to make true on my word because that is the person I am. Okay? So set up a plan. How's everybody doing? What kind of questions do you guys have for me right now? Any questions so far? Woo-hoo! Well, that's convicting in the best way. I know, right? It's so good. So good. All right. So if you guys have any questions, I will love to just take a break real quick and answer anything. If everything's making sense, we're going to move right along here. We're going to move right along. So as long as it's not on your credit already, otherwise your score will go down. Well, and but you still need cash flow to live, right? So you don't want to just like get rid of all your cash flow and then have nothing to survive on. So how do you influence your spouse if their mindset around money is different? Oh my gosh, Patricia, amazing question, amazing question. And so here's what you need to do, okay? If you become the nagging, we need to do this, we need to do that, don't spend money this way, that's not going to work. Okay? What I want you to do is come up with a clear set of agreements around how you guys are going to spend money. Okay? Around what is acceptable for this budget. What is okay, you know? And if you're building your business, which I'm assuming, Patricia, you're in there because you're building your own business. If you have a spouse that's unresponsible with money, make sure you have a business account that you only have access to because that is your business and your business's safety net, okay? And you have to act like the CEO of the business, all right? That's not like the family working pot. Your salary can go into the family pot, but your business is not the family pot because you have to make sure that, you know, you're setting yourself up for further business investments that you may need to be making, okay? So you just got to set up that. You got to set up like how the agreements are going to be. You have to decide it. If they're not willing to play with your agreements, you have to decide if you're willing to play in our relationship anymore, right? I mean, that's just plain and simple the way it is, actually. So, and I love marriage. All right, let me see if I have any more questions. I have that pile of unopened bills. See, yeah, we got to face them head on. Face them head on and know that all of our worst fears, fear is false evidence appearing real, okay? So fear is not natural. Fear is not a natural state. Fear is not a natural state. But when we don't face things, we create more and more fear in our life. And then fear starts to drive our behavior and our everyday actions. And then we don't see success in our life because fear is in the driving seat instead of faith. You see how that works? So face it, right? Even if you can't pay everything on time, call them up. Tell them what's going on and set up a plan. This applies to taxes too, especially if self-employed, not just bills, good stuff to talk about. Yes. Okay. What if they have a non-abundant mindset? Really great. So me and Chase were talking about this the other day at our mastermind. And you have to realize that, you know, not your spouse isn't always going to be on the same growth field as you. They're not always going to be like growing at the same pace as you. And you might be like this and really focus on abundance. But what I would say is be careful who you're sharing your big goals to. Because if they don't have an abundant mindset, even though this person may be your best friend, you know, he's not going to understand this big drive to go to seven figures. That's why you get in groups like this, you know, in the Millionaire S Society or something like that, and say, you know, hey, I'm going to go to seven figures this year, and give it to the people that are going to, you know, fill up your dream cup. And I think about dreams and like big abundant goals as a balloon. Okay. So you have this big, huge balloon. It's filled with helium. It's blown up in the sky. And you're walking around. You're like, I'm so excited. Look at my balloon. I can fly. It's just so big today. And then you walk up to your spouse who may be really scared because of the way that he was raised, because of the things that he heard, because of the experience that he had in life. I have massive compassion for him. Okay. But he's a little scared. So he's a little scared. He wants to keep you safe. He doesn't want to see you hurt. He loves you. So he goes, you know what, honey, just play it safe. And you know what, let's just stay at 60,000 a year. And he goes, oh, and he pops your balloon. And your dream has been bursting. That confidence you had after you got off this video is gone because you told it to the wrong person. So be very careful who you're sharing these big audacious goals with. Woo-woo! All right, so we got point number three. And point three here, and what this is you have to be certain when you're creating a wealth mindset, when you're like, I am going to build a seven-figure business this year, you have got to be completely certain. There is no room for fear in the equation, okay? Certainty, faith, belief, they are a necessary part of creating wealth. Necessary. They are not optional. You can't do faith. That's the thing, though. You know, like in us on this, you guys probably got on here and you want to go, well, how do I do more faith? What's the checklist look like to have faith, right? And the advice I can give you on this thing, and you're going to want to make it hard. Your mind is going to want to complicate it for you. You're going to say, it can't be that easy. And I'm going to say, all you have to do is be faithful. Be faithful in the pursuit of your wealth experience. Be certain in the pursuit of your wealth experience. My wealth is inevitable. My success is inevitable. It's already actually happened. I am going along the path that God is paving for me right now. All I have to do is be obedient in my purpose and show up and continue to exchange my gifts with other people. And I'm experiencing wealth at that very moment. The fact that I can exchange my gifts with other people and get money in my bank account means I already have a wealth experience going on in my life. Does this make sense? Yes? Yes? All right. Good. I like to hear that. So doubt and fear are the only enemies of your dreams and visions. It's not people. It might be people's doubt and fear that are the enemy. And that's why you have to be careful of who you tell your dreams to, okay? And you might say this thing out loud and you might start to hear some voices in your head. You might hear some things that are like, ooh, girl, you need to slow down. You don't know enough. That's the line that you're hearing in your mind right now. You don't know enough. That's a lie. That is a belief that goes back to point one. That language is not serving you, girl. That language is not serving you. What belief will serve me in creating certainty when it comes to the fact that I have a seven-figure business this year? What is that belief I need to hold? I have everything it takes within me to build a seven-figure business this year. Because if I don't know how to do something, I know how to find the right information that will help me get to seven figures, okay? Your job right now is to experience certainty right now in this very moment that you are a seven-figure business owner. That's your job. When you believe that to the core of who you are, I cannot tell you otherwise that you don't own a seven-figure business right now, okay? I can't tell you otherwise. I can't come up to you and tell you a bunch of bad stories about people that tried to own their own business that lost all their money. And it doesn't shake you, that's how I know you're ready. That's how I know you're certain. But if I can come up to you and tell you all the stories about how I had all these friends that tried to do that, it didn't work out for them, and you start to go, maybe it won't work out for me. Maybe I'm just not cut out for this life. Maybe I'm just not meant to be an entrepreneur. Yeah, you know what? I'm not meant to do this. Then that is not certain. That's your problem right there. Okay? So get certain. Make sure that people are buying your story and that you're not buying theirs. You're no longer buying other people's story. You're only buying your vision all day, every day. It's a moment by moment choice to be certain, to feed your faith, to feed your faith and realize that anytime you're feeling fear, that is not natural. That is not a natural state. That is not normal for you to feel fearful. Do not entertain that. Do not entertain that. You have to be certain about your seven-figure business. And here's why. I know, right? When I was building this mommy millionaire business, I knew I had so much value in me to give. I knew I had so much value to exchange with the world because I had so much experience in me. I'm an overcomer. I've tried so many different strategies. I've built a team. I've done all of these things. I have life experience that if somebody came to me right now and asked me how to do it, I could walk them through. I could guide them through the path on how to do it, no matter what. I just knew if I did that enough, I would make a seven-figure brand. I knew if I did that enough, I would make a seven-figure brand. So my focus was on how do I exchange my gifts more often, right? Instead of talking to one or two people a week, I need to be talking to 100 people a week. I need to be talking to more people, exchanging my gifts more often. So I can get the wealth experience quicker than the last time it took me to make $1 million, right? You do. You have everything to make your business. And so certainty is about affirming your new beliefs. It's about affirming your new beliefs and then saying why. Why? Why is this true for me? Okay? And so I can say things like, I am wealthy. I am wealthy because I am rich in opportunity. And that is one thing I was certain about. That was one thing I was so certain about. There are billions of people in this world that needed what I had to offer, which was mindset help, right? You guys can see I'm a genius at that. And I knew that because I had helped enough people get results. So I said, I'm wealthy because I'm rich in opportunity. Okay? So your mind is going to start to look for reasons on why your belief, your new belief is not true. So give it all the reasons why it is true. Why is this true? I own a seven-figure business. Here's why. Here's why I get to do that. Here's why I built a seven-figure business. And if your mind starts to play a little game with you and say, no, that's not true, that's not true, that's not true. Hey, your story isn't big enough. Your vision isn't big enough. Get louder in your own mind and get deeper in your faith. Get deeper in your faith. You've got to declare. That's point number four. You got to declare what you're going after. All right. So let's say I know I'm going to make seven figures this year because I'll tell you this. I know I'm going to make eight figures this year. Okay. That's what's happening at Mommy Millionaire. I'm making eight figures this year because I'm helping 140 women become lifestyle strategists under the Mommy Millionaire umbrella. All right. So that's what I know. That's happening. All right. That's happening. Done. Signed, sealed, delivered. I have an eight-figure company. Do you see the certainty? Do you know how many times I had to tell myself this new truth? Do you know how many times I had to do this and look myself in the mirror and say, Kayla Kraft, you are the CEO of an eight-figure company? And how does the CEO of an eight-figure company show up? What do they do online? How do they talk to their employees? How do they exchange their gifts? How do they choose to have their wealth experience? I got crystal clear on that. I know exactly what my wealth life looks like when I have an eight-figure company. Just like when I first said I was going to make seven figures, I wrote a letter to myself. 1 year from today, I would be living in Newport Beach. I would be spending time with people that are loving and supportive. I will be driving my luxury vehicle. I will be giving back to X, Y, and Z missionaries because that lights me on fire. My children will be going to private school so I know that they are inundated with the faith that is important to me all day, 5 days a week, okay? And I'm going to be able to travel the world with people I love, We're going to go to Greece. We're going to go to Monaco. We're going to do all these amazing things together. Do you see this? Do you see? I already thought that that was true before it happened to me. I had to see it in my mind. I had to declare it out loud that this was happening for me as if it already did, as if it already did. Do you see here how you have to declare this new truth over yourself, right? You have to see it. You have to taste it. You have to feel it. Can you feel that new life? Can you feel what it's like to be a seven-figure business owner? How do you treat your finances? How do you pay your bills? How are you paying the people that are working for you? How are you showing up? Are you complaining about the fact that you had to get up early and that you have to do another video today? Or are you like, dude, I'm so excited because I know this video is going to have massive value to people out there. And my next best customer is going to find me from it. Your language forms your world. Your language forms your world. Start speaking a language that will change your life. What I want you guys to do, your call to action is, what are you going to declare? And who is going to be your support as you build this seven-figure business, okay? Is it going to be certain podcasts you listen to? Are you going to tune into the Mom Millionaire podcast all the time so you have somebody motivating you, you know, and giving you a different perspective on life, okay? What are you going to do? How are you going to declare it? Does anybody have any questions really quick? How do you need to show up right now in order to embody the highest version of yourself? I love that. I love that. Okay. Now, my last point for all of you guys today on this beautiful Friday, and I want to thank all of you guys for staying to the very end of this video because I promise I do not waste words. I only add value to you, okay? The next point is this. The next point is this. You got to treat your money with care and love. You know, it says in the, I was raised in the Christian faith, and they would say things like money is the root of all evil. And so no wonder when I was trying to build my own brand, I would make money and then I couldn't keep it because my beliefs were that money was the root of all evil. And how about evil? I don't want to be evil, so I would just get rid of money as soon as I made it. And I know in order to scale a business to seven figures, I know this now, that you actually need some more money to help you out, right? You got to invest in employees, and I'm going to teach you about that in video 3. You got to invest in like lead delegation and all these things. And I didn't have any money to do that because I was just getting rid of it. I was spending it. I didn't even know where it was going. I didn't even know where it was going because I wasn't making friends with money because I thought it was evil. And that was a belief I had to question for myself. But now what I found is I love money. Money is my friend. Now, where money can get you in trouble is if you make it an idol in your life where you become obsessed with it and you hold on so tightly to it. You think, I can't let this thing go. It controls me. But I know I love money because money is something I exchange for other people's gifts. And money helps me have a wealth experience with my 3 amazing children and my husband, Chase. Right? So how do you do things like believe that money is okay? Well, one way to do that is by putting money everywhere in your house. Okay? So like, talking out loud and saying the words, I am a money magnet. I teach my kids this. My kids will say this. I'm a money magnet. Money's everywhere. It's all around. And we're constantly looking for proof for it. So we have this little game in our house where we'll hide 20s in places. We'll hide hundreds in drawers. Just today, Cooper found a 20 underneath my keyboard. I'm like, oh, I guess it's yours, right? We'll hide it everywhere. You can use cash as bookmarks. Look for proof that money is magnetized to you. It is all around in your experience of life. And you have to use physical reminders in order to see that. my good friend Allison Berg, she's not a mom, but she has nieces and nephews. And she said, every time she taught me this, and I thought, wow, this just blew my mind. She said, every time she takes her nieces and nephews shopping, and she always makes sure that each kid is rung up at a separate transaction, and she shows the amount up there, and she'll say, okay, this is, you know, $815.72. That's your total. And she'll have her nephew look at this number and just say, hey, honey, I want you to know that you are so worthy of this. You deserve new clothes. You are an amazing, brilliant soul who is destined to do amazing things on this planet. You deserve to wear clothes that make you feel good, that are comfy to wear, and that help you show up as your best self. So I want you to know, I'm buying you this. I'm investing in you because you are worth it. You are so incredible. You guys can do that to yourself. You guys can do that for people that are in your life. As you're at the grocery store, you say that out loud to yourself. Instead of looking at that grocery bill, I was like, oh, shoot, I spent $200 on bills. No. Get your cash out, girl. Get that cash out and start going, oh my gosh, this is so amazing. I am so worthy of organic food that helps fuel my body and makes me feel amazing and gives me vibrant energy, right? So I want you guys to put physical reminders in your daily life experience, proving to yourself that you are worthy of a wealth experience, that money is just an exchange of gifts. When you're at the grocery store paying for your groceries, you're exchanging your money with those farmers, with those people that worked hard to make that amazing food to fuel your body. And you get to give them that. You worked for this money. Your money works for you. You have this energy to give them so you could get something back. And you are thankful and grateful for that. And you are ready for more to come into your life. I am a money magnet. Find proof for it everywhere. I hope all of this really helped you guys look at money in a new way. If you want to build a seven-figure business, okay, it can't be a want. It can't be a want, because when you're saying, I want a seven-figure business, all you're doing is saying you're lacking now, and you lack nothing. You lack nothing. The fact that you're watching this from a computer screen right now, the fact that you're breathing, that you can see it, that you can hear me say these words to you, means that you're living an abundant life. All right, that is proof right there that you're living in abundance. So look up and say, thank you, God. Thank you for this experience I get in my life. Thank you. Change your perspective on the way money looks. And I want you to never say want again. I desire to have a seven-figure business. After you say that, let God go to work for you. Let that happen for you. Now, it's your job. It's your job to always be questioning these beliefs, making sure that you're in alignment with the person that has a seven-figure business. And I want you to say this out loud, and we'll post it in the group so that way you guys can easily find it. But this whole thing is going to change your life after you do this. I'm going to pull it up really quick when it died on me. So I want you guys to set yourself a goal. By December 31st, I want you to write this down. Chase, can you type this for me as I'm writing? By the last day of December, I will have in my possession $1 million, which will come to me in various amounts in the previous months, period. In return for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and the best possible quality of service in the capacity of insert your profession, insert what you're doing to exchange your gifts. Okay, so mine says as a success coach using a, and then whatever form of offer you're going to be using. So if you have a membership, if you're a coach, if you're a real estate agent, if you're a hairstylist, doesn't matter. However you're going to be using your gifts, that goes into the using part. I believe that I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render in return for it. I'm awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I will follow that plan when it is received. I want you to read this out loud every morning, and I want you to read it out loud every night before you go to sleep, okay? And we, if you guys didn't hear that, we're going to post it so you guys can just copy and paste it into your phone so you guys can keep this, okay? This is how you build your faith. This is the type of life that you're speaking into yourself. Guess what? You don't have to have it all figured out. That's what gets people tripped up. That's what gets them stuck at a certain income level. Because you're like, you know, I'm just going to stay here because I just don't know how to do this. But you know what? I'm going to have this and I'm awaiting the plan. I'm ready for it and I'm willing. I have the energetic space for God to drop down the strategy. All I have to do right now is just have faith that it's happening and everything is working out for my highest good, right? And you stand firm in that faith, in that certainty, and you declare it over yourself over and over and over again. And you stand in integrity with your word. You follow up on the broken agreements that you've made in the past, and you have a plan to clear your debt. The bad debt, the consumer debt. And you're constantly checking those beliefs. If a bad belief is coming up, to surface, journal about it. Why am I thinking this about money? And go to find proof that your belief right now about money is not real. It is not serving you. And place a new belief in there. Place a new belief in there. Woo! All right, you guys. I'm so excited about this group. This is just training one. If you guys can just imagine what training two is going to be about. It's going to be all about helping you guys get more leads. Because we know, okay, wealth mindset is number one. We got to have that, okay? Now, step number two, the number one way to scale your business is to have more customers. And we're going to teach you about all the techniques that we've used in the last couple of years that actually work, that get you paying clients, and actually are going to spend less time online by following our method. We're going to give you a worksheet at the end of that video as well. So make sure to stay tuned for video two. And if you have some friends that would enjoy these videos, you guys can share the link so they can register for this training series, because we'll be adding people all over the next week. So I'm so proud of you guys for staying till the end of this. Most of you guys stayed on all the way. Thank you for that exchange of energy with me. I appreciate it. And hope you guys have a fabulous, fabulous weekend. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Mommy Millionaire Podcast. For free resources and materials, head over to mommymillionaire.co. Make sure to follow Mommy Millionaire on Spotify and subscribe on iTunes. And it would mean the world to me if you left a 5-star review of the show. And as always, ladies, go out there and get what you want.